Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A Sahabi once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was living in an area on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara, and they were suffering from drought. And he came and says, Ya Rasulullah, make dua to Allah that He allows us to experience rain. We need rain for the crops to grow. Our animals cannot survive without rain. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands and made dua to Allah, and the rains started descending. And it rained and rained, and the rains were not ceasing. It was not stopping. Continuously rained until the rains now became destructive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to experience every situation and condition to teach the ummah how to react. When there's a drought, how you react. There's a specific salah that we read, there's a specific dua that we make. But sometimes we will suffer from excessive rains, where rains become destructive. How do we then react? So both these type of situations were brought upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So practically he could teach the ummah how to deal with these type of situations. So the man came back the next week, the same man. He says, Ya Rasul of Allah, he says, Halakatil amwal, wanqata'ati subul, ud'ullaha ayyumsikaha. O Nabi of Allah, our plantations are now perishing because of the rain. There's too much rain. There's an excess of rain. And our crops are destroyed. And our roads are flooded. Our access to our farms has become difficult. Make dua to Allah that he now withholds the rain. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a dua to make when we are experiencing excessive rains and the rains are now becoming destructive. He made the dua, Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. First, Allahumma hawalayna. He didn't tell Allah to stop the rains. He says, oh Allah, hawalayna. Allow the rains to fall on the outskirts area where the rains are needed. The dams need the rain. The rivers need the rain. So Allahumma hawalayna. Let it rain around us, not on the city itself. La alayna. Allahumma ala al-akam wa-dhirab wa-butun al-awdiyati wa-manabiti shajar. Allah, allow the rains to fall on the hills, the mountainous areas, the highlands. Allow the rains to fall in the valleys and the pastures, and allow the rains to fall in the forests where the rains are needed. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diverted the rains away from the city center, Madinatul Munawwara, because it now became destructive for the people, and the rains were now directed towards those regions and those areas where the rains were needed. May Allah grant us understanding.